views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I have been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some really cool people along the way. And it is my pleasure to give you an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is a very special guest. Miriam Kuna is also known as Yonisha as an artist, and by her spiritual name, it's a Hanuka. I hope I've said that right. and she has dedicated her life to philosophical, theological, esoteric, and spiritual studies and practices. She is the founder of Yonisha Rhythms, through which she facilitates powerful transformational experiences of body, mind, soul. Her journey has awakened her inner shaman power and has led her to become a facilitator of healing arts and transformational experiences along her path. She has become a Reiki master, a laughter yoga instructor, an ethnic dance instructor, tarot reader, and a psychic writer, graphic artist, and musician. Miriam has invested several years in the study of Mayan culture and the Mayan calendar in Guatemala, which is her place of birth. She has also studied esoteric traditions in Brazil, where she was raised. Miriam has also studied music with her father, who is a famous professional musician in Brazil. And she is also an author of two books, Stories from Inside the Mirror, which is available at Lulu Publishing online if you want to look that up. And she is currently writing her third book, which will reflect her metaphysical and esoteric knowledge as well as channeled information. Two of Miriam's most recent projects include the band Rainbow Rhythms, which was created with the objective to spread colors, music, and happiness, and Blue Magic, which is an impromptu live channeled music presentation using crystal bowls, didgeridoos, flutes, percussion, sacred chant, ancient, and so, Miriam, you've got like a so much happening here.
Yeah, sometimes I spread myself
a little thin. So we're just going to, about today, you wanted to talk about magic. Yes. And I love that. So tell us, like, I'm just going to give you the floor here. Tell us about magic, what you consider magic.
Everything is magic. Well, that's a very general statement, but magic is how you move energy to manifest things according to your will, right? And we're gonna be talking about how the easier way to manifest things through magic, which is using your subconscious mind and connecting it to the source of all manifestation, because we have lots of, on our little portion of the conscious mind, we have lots of blockages of our thoughts, like fears and doubts about ourselves. So surpassing that and getting the information into the subconscious mind, we have more chances to manifesting the reality we want. And there are some tools that you can use for that. Tools like ritualistic tools, like using chanting, especially if you use ancient sounds and ancient languages, mantras. I think many people are familiar with the word mantras, and basically what they are, it's ancient sounds which have more power than most of our modern languages. And you can also work on opening your chakras through meditation and clearing your pineal gland, or also known as the third eye, and avoiding fluoride and some other things to open the pineal gland, and learning a lot of sacred symbols and sacred geometry helps a lot too, and astral travel meditations. But one of my favorite tools is called sigils. The word sigil comes from secret. So what you're doing here, it's actually using a symbol with a secret meaning to yourself, to your subconscious mind, or actually to your conscious mind. It will be a secret to your conscious mind, input into your subconscious mind to create a direct effect from the source, like grab from the source the energy that you need to manifest your reality.
Yeah, and opening up to source energy, you know, a lot of people would call that God, or I like to call it source energy, divine potential, actually. We already have two callers calling in here, but we're going to be taking a break pretty quick. So we'll just wait till if the callers could just hang on until after the break, then we'll start taking calls here. And, you know, when you were mentioning the pineal gland and you mentioned fluoride, tell us about that.
Well, it's fluoride has been purposely put into water and into our consumption because it's a way to actually keep the pineal gland calcified and not open. And for a little group of people in this planet, it's easier to get people with their pineal gland calcified and not seeing things and not acknowledging their own power, so they're easier control. And that's why it's important to avoid fluoride and avoid other things too, but I think one of the main chemicals we should avoid for that is fluoride.
Okay, so the pineal gland is the gland that opens your third eye. And do you just want to explain that, like, in a quick minute here?
Well, actually, the pineal gland, it's our third eye. And it's the third, you know, when religions talk about Trinity?
Yes.
The third eye is the third point of our Trinity. So you connect the right side of the brain with the left side of the brain, and the third one is the pineal gland. So we need that very clear to connect both sides of the brain and access knowledge, access understanding, access God within us. I don't like to use the word God because it has been so misinterpreted, but it is God within us.
Yeah,
we are God.
All right. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today is Miriam Cunha. And when we return, we're going to take some calls here and share some more ways of clearing energy. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen. You say,
in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Miriam Kuna. And Miriam, I'm just going to get you to share your contact information with the listeners in case they want to get in contact with you.
Oh, okay. My website, it's www.yonisha.com and spells Y-O-N-I-S-H-A. And my email, it's yonisha@yonisha.com.
Awesome. If you're listening in right now, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted to mention, besides Miriam's many other talents, she is also my assistant. So when you're connecting with me through the info at thetruthisfunny.com, you are connecting with either Miriam or me. And that's kind of cool.
That's because the truth is funny.
Yeah. Like Miriam, you did the cover for my book. Miriam's a graphic artist, and so she did the cover for my book, and you know, is a very talented graphic artist, and has been taking all these computer classes at college, and so like you're very it's really cool to have you on the show and sort of give a voice to your name so that people know that you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. And I just wanted to start taking these callers because they've been patiently waiting. We have Elizabeth from San Diego, California. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's
my
a good
call.
Morning. It's so beautiful here this morning. Summer.
Yeah, here too.
Yeah. So how can, what would, you know, do you have a question for Miriam or how else can we, you want some energy shifted? What would you like, Elizabeth?
Well, yeah, I'm ready for an energy shift around kind of the whole subject of just being comfortable as a grown-up in the world. Even though I'm in my 50s, it feels like I'm still like a kid trying to prove myself or something, and it shows up mostly around supporting myself financially, but I don't think it's mainly about money.
Okay, so
I'm kind of confused about what's going on.
What I like to do is get a baseline from people just so I have a feeling of how much the shift is happening. And so on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being like, this is really bothering you, to 0 being, it's not that bad. Where are you at on that scale?
6 or 7, I think.
Okay. I'm getting it's closer to a 5, but it's kind of like what's coming up right away is that, you know, really, this isn't really bothering you. What's bothering you
okay.
is that it's not bothering you. So that may sound kind of funny, but it's like you know, as an adult, we know that there's, you know, we have bills to pay, we have things to do. And I find that a lot of people, and energetically this has been coming up a lot in the last few days, that in the summer, a lot of people have a weakness to the summer months. And that comes from educational experiences as a child. Of either being in the home and, you know, like a lack of daily routine between like summer and then, you know, being in school and then not being in school and all of the different strains that puts on the parents and the children. And so we want to strengthen you to that right away. And I just wanted also to mention that Miriam is my assistant. She's also, you know, does magic work and has studied a lot of energy moving and has been to Mark's and my energetic upgrade seminars. So, you know, she's just going to come in here and do some energy clearing also. So I just want to ask you, Miriam, what are you picking up here right now?
I'm picking up sadness, deep sadness, like feeling like crying. Are you feeling sad, Elizabeth? Elizabeth?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you said it, it felt like, in my chest and lump in my throat.
Clear your emotions there. They're not yours. You're just carrying stuff that is not, doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, it's coming up as soon as you said that, Miriam, ancestral. So what I mean by ancestral is that this is a lot of your parents' issues that kind of get implanted in the subconscious mind when we're children. And it's coming up not being good enough and or not being enough, not so much good enough, but just not being enough. And then on the other end of the spectrum, being too much. And so when you were a little kid, did people say to you, you know, that's too much or, you know, like settle down, that kind of energy?
Two things right away. One was sort of you were kind of I had a reputation for being very strong-willed. That would be the stories of when I was a kid. But then in school, myself and most of my siblings, we were always the smart kid, and it was almost like you were too far ahead of the class.
Yeah, see, this is that too much and not enough. And so we want to strengthen you to both those extremes. And I can feel that shifting already. What number are you at now?
Probably 2 or 3.
Yeah, I got a 3. And so we're just going to strengthen that, like this is starting to move. You know, what's coming up when Miriam said that about your emotions, separating them from that, you never want to connect emotions to finances and finances to emotions because, you know, paying bills or being a grown-up and having, you know, bills to pay and all of that is just when when you're in that position and you're writing a check or you're putting money out there, you want to strengthen yourself that you're putting it out there with appreciation and joy for the services that you're receiving from putting that money out there, which sometimes can be challenging because sometimes it's for services that you weren't really provided, and that's what's coming up weak for you. So we just strengthen you to all of that. Miriam, what else are you picking up for her?
On the same subject of dealing with money with a different energy, in terms of magic, it's wise to actually input some happiness into the flow of money. You know, you're paying a bill and feel happy about paying the bill because you have the money to pay the bill. So you're connecting with the abundance of the universe because the universe is abundant. It's just that this planet is playing a little system game to make us think that it's not abundant. So when you're feeling happy about the bills and feeling happy about the flow of money, you're paying something because you have the money to pay. You're connecting with this abundance. Interesting, right?
Yeah, and we strengthen that. And like I, when what's coming up also here that would be beneficial for not just you, but other people listening in right now is, you know, recognizing, like I like to think of money, you know, it's got a huge energy force because so many people are dedicating so much of their time and energy to earn money. And so we just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, if you think about it more like money as being like just an energy, like the ocean. If you watch the waves in the ocean, you have a wave going out, but there's also always a wave coming in underneath. And so it's, you know, if you put an investment out or you put money out there and that money doesn't get returned from that specific person. Let's say, you know, someone owes you money and they don't pay you back and now you're out that money, that you just think about it as coming in from some other source. It doesn't have to be specifically from the source that you put the money out as. And so it would be kind of like if you think about money as an ocean that, you know, when you put a wave of money out, you don't expect the drops of the wave coming back in to be the exact same drops. So you just want to strengthen that for everybody, that allowing the universe to provide abundance, not just through money, but in all ways. And, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here. But if you want to hang on, Elizabeth, we can just work on this a little bit more on the break. And then when we come back, we'll check in with you. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on all social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. You call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back and make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours surely.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Miriam Kuna here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We seem to have lost Cheryl from Calgary. Cheryl, if you want to call back in, you're welcome to. We do have time to take your call. We have Elizabeth on right now, so we just wanted to check in with you, Elizabeth. How are you feeling now?
Kind of limp. It's like the just letting go of that either too much or not enough. I mean, that really hit it on the head, and it's like this relief and almost a little confusion about what
you were,
would be another way
what
to
you were
be
bothered by the first
feel.
Place. Miriam and I both perceived a heavy burden lifted off your shoulders. Mm. Yeah, and so that's the limp part. You know when you're uh-huh. you know when you're like struggling to hold something in place and it's really heavy?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden someone just takes that heaviness off your, you know, they just say someone came along and lifted that off of you. It's kind of like uh-huh. then your arms are like going, "Well, now what?" That's that limp feeling in your gut. Yeah. So that's
exactly.
that's awesome. And you know, we were energetically tuning in and using you kind of as a barometer for other people that are experiencing the same thing. And this is so funny because as adults, like you know, we do want to do the right thing. But we also are innocent in many ways, and it gets tiring. And there's many, you know, I just got back from Europe, and I did, you know, two seminars, one in Vancouver, one in Germany. Then, you know, I was in France and came back here. And, you know, you'll always have a stack of bills, and you've got to go through them. And so I wait till I'm strong for it. And when I'm strong to it, then I open them and I get, you know, and I today we'll joyfully go to the bank and, you know, pay all these bills. But you want to strengthen yourself that when you are paying bills, that you're doing it with appreciation. Because that's all that when you have the appreciation and you're sending that vibration out, then the universe appreciates your appreciation.
So thank you. I feel weaker about I feel more weak to being paid than to paying.
Yeah. And so that's that being able to receive. Miriam, any last words of advice for Elizabeth? Because we've got another caller here that has been patiently waiting. Yeah.
I was going to mention to use laughter, because laughter breaks with the energies of the negative energies of, like, your thoughts about your weakness about receiving money, and you can use laughter for breaking that.
That's a really good point, because the laughter creates a specific vibration. And so we just strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, when you have problems, you could kind of laugh about them.
Yes.
There you go.
It's a very strong way of working with energy.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Miriam. And thank you, Elizabeth, for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. And we have Rashida from Massachusetts here now. So
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Rashida?
Hello.
I'm doing very well.
What can we do for you today?
I'm ready for a shift.
Okay.
I am starting a new career, and I'm very scared. I do also energy medicine and nutrition, and I'm going from the computer world to IT world, but I have two kids, and I need to be able to have a career where I'm able to provide for them. And this is where my passion lies. I'm just scared that right now I just got started 2-3 weeks ago, and I don't have clientele, and I'm very scared that I'm not going to be able to do this for a living like I want to.
Okay.
To provide for myself and my family.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you? 0 being neutral and 10 being like really bothered by this.
I'm an 8.
Yeah. Okay. So you're being I'm getting it's a little bit higher than that right now, but it's already starting to your perception, because I was working as you were talking on reverse perception, because many people have a limiting belief that they cannot follow their heart and do what they're passionate about and earn a living doing that. They have to suffer and struggle and put effort into what other people think that they should do. And so I'm just clearing on that. Miriam, what are you picking up here?
Yeah, well, I was picking up a feeling of overwhelming, and that, of course, feeling that you're doing too many things at the same time and you don't really know what exactly you should be doing. So, yeah, it's the same thing.
That's true.
Yeah. And so are you a single mother?
I'm not a single mom. I called in before, actually, about my boys before in the past.
Okay.
I have a significant other here with me, but he worked all the time, so it's almost like I'm here by myself.
Oh, okay. Because that's what's coming up, is when Miriam mentioned the overwhelm, is that, you know, this is what happens with so many people. You know, you have children and, you know, both partners working, and it's just coming up that you're feeling some guilt at following your passion while he's, like, it's kind of like on the slave gang. So we're just going to clear it. It's really common for significant others to have, you know, weaknesses from karma between you. So we just strengthen. I'm going to work on the karma. I just want to check in with you right now, Rashida. Where are you number-wise? Has it shifted at all for you?
I'm getting like a 6-7.
Getting it going down to 3 or 4 here really quick, but I'm going to work on this karma. Miriam, what else are you picking up?
Yes, like, I feel like I'm all over the place where I'm trying to...
Guilty feelings there of, you know, like you want, conflict.
Yeah, so this is coming up spiritual. So on a spiritual level, having spiritual experiences of, you know, doing better than others or leading others and then them going astray is coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you. Like, it's actually not, we want to strengthen you to your clients. And we want to put some energy, if you put some energy into your spine right now and, you know, you feel your heart. And recognize that your purpose lies in your heart. And so we just strengthen you to that, you know, of course, when you are passionate about your purpose and you're moving forward and doing something that really inspires you, that we're going to strengthen that. You're going to put that wave out to people so that you're going to start attracting people to you that recognize that your vibration is one of strength for in what you're doing. And so this is about external forces coming in at you, like people from outside of you weakening your authentic self triad. So we're just going to strengthen that. And that feels like different. Like, where are you at number wise now?
I feel like I'm at a one.
Yeah, so you're just on the verge here. Miriam, what else are you getting here to shift this all the way down to neutral?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I don't know. I was just thinking that you should meditate more. Do you meditate?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, so I do. I try to meditate every day, but lately, sometimes my brain is getting scattered when I'm meditating.
Okay. Okay. What's coming up when you say that about meditation? You can meditate very quickly. That's what I do. Like when I'm in this place where I'm going between the two extremes of the energy, what's happening in that split second of silence in between the break is when the wave collapses, or what we would call the zero point. And so that's basically energetically, you can do that. You collapse the wave. So you get strong to both extremes. You get strong to the extreme of, you know, what's coming up for you, of being just totally, completely amazing at what you do, or being a total, complete failure. And really, there is no such thing as failure. Failure is just, you know, it didn't work that time. So what am I going to do this time to get it to work? And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. And just in that moment, in that that split second, that is meditation. And so it is, it's a
neutrality.
Very fast, it's a very fast form of meditation. It has to be done under a split second. So we just strengthen you to that, that you could, you know, if you want to sit and meditate for longer periods of time, that you could do that. And you also could do it really, really, really quick. If you want to hang on, we got to go for a break again. Time is flying. Just hang on over the break, and Miriam and I'll work on this to get you down to zero all the way here. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I am so happy to be able to connect with all of you and, you know, have fun with my friends here, shifting energy. And I'm happy to say, yes, I keep saying this every week, that my book will be out. Miriam and I ran into a little bit of a glitch with it being approved for ebook because there was lowercase lettering in the title, if you can imagine. So it should be out any day now. Again, I'm saying this. It's funny how the truth is funny, how when you create something, it creates a life of its own, and then it comes out when it's ready. And so this is, you know, really cool for a lot of people to understand. You're always in the right place at the right time. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have my wonderful guest today, Miriam Kuna, who we're talking about magic. We have a caller still on the line, and we were working with you, Rashida, on the break. I just wanted to check in with you now and see how you're feeling about this now.
I feel lighter and open. I feel good. I think the one thing that came up while we were on break.
Yeah. and what we were working on, and I just wanted to mention this because it's so important for people to recognize this, is anytime you create, like I was talking about my book before the break, you create something and you put your energy and your effort into, you create a business. That eventually what happens is you birth it, and this business or the book or the painting or whatever it is that you're working on takes on a life of its own. And so it's your job to breathe life into that every day. It's kind of like you don't want to have a beautiful plant that, you know, you don't water. And so, but you have mm-hmm. to allow the universe to provide in different ways for your business to grow. And so we just strengthen you to that, you know, you've planted the seeds and you've put your heart into it, and that every day that there's consistent steps of action towards your goals. And so this is really important. The universe wants to see you take action to, to help this business grow. At the same time, you have to leave space for the plant to grow. So we just strengthen that for you and for everyone else. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I do have one more question, if I can.
Sure.
I feel like I have some disorganization and I have a clutter issue that's coming into as I'm trying to start my programs. Like, I'm feeling disorganized. I'm feeling all over the place.
Okay, so, you know, when you start noticing disorder, it's really good, because then you put it into order.
Okay.
Your physical environment is very important. If your physical space around you is cluttered, it clutters your mind. It would be good to, you know, get the clutter. If you have clutter in your home, you will have clutter in your mind and clutter in the cells of your body. And that leads to physical issues, right? So we just strengthen that for you, that you're going to take the consistent steps of action to have everything in place and get everything done, and it's done in order and consistent steps of action. How does that feel
good
now?
Okay. It feels
yeah.
good. Thank you. Thank you both.
Good. I'm so happy that that you feel better about this, and, you know, feel free to email either Miriam or myself and let us know how you're doing. Miriam, I just really, really wanted you to talk about seizures because this would be really beneficial for people listening in right now and also for Elizabeth and Rashida, like, to understand how to do a seizure.
Okay, yeah, it's one of my favorite tools for manifesting realities, and it's I'm gonna, like, we have very short time, so I'm gonna quickly explain. A sigil, it's a symbol that you're gonna create with your intention. So I'm gonna use this what we were talking right now as an example for cluttering. So let's say the intention is to get rid of cluttering, and we're gonna use the phrase on the present time, like if it's already happening.
Okay,
so
good.
You don't use the phrase, oh, I want to, or it will be, because this is something on the future, an expectation of the future instead of present. So you want to have your intentions all on present tense, like it's already happening. Then you
Perfect.
Get the feeling that it's already happening, and that way you're already opening the energy for manifesting. It can be manifested instantaneously if we get very practical on that. And so you're going to write a phrase. Let's see, I have a very clear space, or I have a very
working space. Yeah,
I have a clear working space, and everything is in order. There you go. So you have a phrase, an intention. You go through the phrase, through every letter, cut the repetitive letters on that. Let's say there is another I, you cut that I. There is another R, you cut that R.
Just so I'm clear on this. So you write this statement out in a sentence.
Yes.
And then you go through it and you pull the letters out, and you just pull one, like if there's four eyes, you only use one eye.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So then you have the leftover letters and you put them together, and that becomes a mantra for you. You can actually work with that mantra of the leftover letters.
Okay.
And then you get the letters and draw them into a symbol randomly. You just write, you know, like put the R together with the O, or inside the O, or and then the C hanging out, or like connect all these letters into a symbol, drawing them. And when you're doing that, you're surpassing the filters of the conscious mind and inputting that intention into the subconscious mind. So when you
and
end
it's
up,
fun. It's so, fun because you're coloring like a little kid.
Yes. So, yeah, you can. Some people don't color, but I found your idea of coloring your sigils so amazing. I really like your sigils. They're so pretty.
So I like color.
Yeah, me too. So we were talking on the break about coloring, and people, like, there's this big fashion about coloring right now. The mandalas, right? But mandalas are also sigils, but why would you be coloring mandalas that are intentions from other energies instead of just doing your own, right? Put your own intention on it and do your own symbol. Create your own symbol. So what you're going to do after you have the symbol is that every time you look at that symbol, that message that you put it there is going to go directly to your subconscious mind and work on its manifestation without having to think about all the words, which make us actually have the doubts. You know, when you think about that phrase, I have a clear workspace and everything is in order. And if you say the words, you're automatically you get into the filters of doubt. No, but it's not real. This is not happening. So that's blocking your manifestation right there. So when you're using the symbol, you don't go through the words. You just look at the symbol, and it's right there.
And it reminds your subconscious mind that everything is in perfect order and that you're in that process of doing that. Because
exactly.
it's really interesting because, you know, a lot of the physics laws are based on entropy, which is everything falls into disorder. But, you know, you can also look at it from the reverse perspective where everything falls into perfect order. That's more fun.
Yeah, order out of chaos. There is no order without chaos and no chaos without order.
Yeah. And so like, the sigil is kind of just like a fun way to, you know, to jog your subconscious mind into remembering that you have, you know, something that you want to manifest here and that you don't have to think about it. Because as soon as you start thinking about it, like you said, the doubts creep in.
Yeah, because you're thinking, you're using only half of your brain, the left side, right? So you're not connecting both. You're not connecting with your pineal gland. And as soon as you create a symbol with that intention, you're connecting everything. You're not using only the left side of the brain. You're not working with your doubts and blockages.
Awesome. You know, Miriam, we've run out of time, if you can imagine. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the radio show and sharing this with us and, you know, to everybody listening in. You know, have fun making some sigils. And, like, I really... I have a lot of fun doing that. Sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to doodle anyway. You may as well doodle something that would, you know, be purposeful, right?
Yes.
So thank you for the callers who called in. And this is Colette Marie Stephan. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio and my wonderful guest, Miriam Kuna. I love to hear from you. Feel free to connect with me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. Thank you for all of your wonderful feedback with the radio show. We really appreciate your time and effort. Bye for now. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.